Welcome back to Talk All Day with Miss Balde. Whew, wow, I really can't tell you how good it feels to have those words leave my lips again. Now I know it's been a little while since I've made my way back to one of these, but you guys know the drill. So today, today, do I have something in store for you? As you may have noticed, the title for this episode is called Yes Girl. I feel like this can be interpreted in many, many different ways. Like, yes, girl, go ahead, go off. Or like, yes, girl, like, come on, you knew that, do better. Or in my case, I have been a quote-unquote yes girl since I was like a little baby nugget. I spent the majority of my elementary and middle school years succumbing to whatever was told or asked of me. Basically, as sick as it was, my life was all about being a people pleaser. If you ask me, there is a huge difference between someone that makes sure the people around them are okay or taken care of or happy or healthy, and someone who consistently shoves down what they want to do or how they feel or what they need in order to keep the people around them happy and secure within themselves. Except, I didn't know that difference. You know, if we're being honest, it took me a really long time to figure out how to disassociate my needs and wants from the other people's needs and wants around me. Growing up, whenever I'd be getting yelled at or in trouble, my go-to reaction would be to shut down. It was instant radio silence. I would just go mute. It was almost like my consciousness left my body. I never fully expressed any of this to my family at the time, but it felt paralyzing, honestly. It was as if my body in its entirety went flush. My mouth would get dry. My vision tunneled straight into whoever or whatever was standing right in front of me. I could never fully explain to them why I shut down, because at the same time, there weren't the words to explain it. Or maybe I just didn't have the words to explain it yet. But trust me when I tell you, whoever it may have been, between my mom, grandparents, aunts, uncles, you name it, none of them, were big fans of my instant dissociation. And, you know, it was weird. It was kind of like I was instantly blasted somewhere where I was by myself alone in a dark hole, and I'm looking up and all I see is this light standing in front of me, and I hear these words coming out of this person's mouth, but I have no idea what they're saying to me. Like, it was almost trance-like, you know. It was really very hard to explain, and so I never thought I should explain it. I never knew how to explain it. So it was just this constant, like, I would get in trouble and then I'd get yelled at, and then they would ask me why I did what I did, or, you know, like, what happened, and I wouldn't have an answer. And then, of course, it's going to make them even more frustrated because they're already upset in the first place. Like, they asked you a question, you should be able to answer it, right? Well, I literally, to save my life, could not get my mouth to move. Well, eventually they figured out a way to get me to talk, and nothing bad, you know, nothing bad. It was all great. It was all love. But it was really hard for me. Sometimes I feel like I still find myself reverting back to those ways, like when I'm uncomfortable or put in a situation I've never really been in before. Like, I like stepping out of my comfort zone. Don't get me wrong. I like stepping out of my comfort zone. I like trying new things and things I've never tried before, but sometimes I just can't break away. It's like an instant disconnect that I have, and I don't know what is the driving factor for that. What's the trigger for that? I don't know yet. So as I've gotten older, I'm realizing that this is something I've carried with me throughout my entire life, in the present as well as in the past, more so then and not as much now. But I can't say that I'm 100% through it, because I am a work in progress, as they say. But I want to give you guys some insight. When I say I bent over backwards doing whatever everyone else around me wanted to do, but never what I wanted to do. So then I always was in a constant battle with myself in my head, asking myself, why can't I speak up? Why can't I just say no? No, I don't want to do that. No, that doesn't sound very appetizing to me today. No, I don't want to go there. No, I don't like that. No, I don't want to wear that. No, was just such a, I don't want to say foreign concept to me, because I was told no regularly, healthily, I didn't like telling other people no, because in my head, they asked me to do something with them. I'm like, oh, they want to spend time with me. Oh, they want to do this with me. Oh, they're thinking of me. But in reality, it's like, I'm going along doing these things with these people for what exactly? Because it's not for my well-being. It's not because I want to. But in my head, I don't want them to think that I don't want to be around them. I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to be associated with them. I don't want to hang out with them. I don't want to do this or do that with them. I don't want to give somebody a reason to think that I'm not being genuine. So I got myself stuck in a cycle. Man, asking myself why? I just could not bring myself to do it, because I was always so worried about disrupting the peace or bringing any discomfort to anybody around me. And the truth is, I think I was really just being blind to it. I'm not sure how long it took me to truly realize the advantages that people were trying to take over me or hold over me until, you know, way, way down my little road of life. And it makes me kind of sad, because why does it happen to be that the people we hold closest to us, the ones we care for the deepest, turn out to be the ones to take the most advantage of our weaknesses, to pry on all the things they know they shouldn't, but do because they can. What then? You know, I'm not saying that every single person I've cared for has taken advantage of me or done me wrong. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is, it's a lot more common than some people would like to think or admit. Not to make you sit here and question your partner or friend or relation in any way. You know, I'm only speaking in general. But honestly, for me, I had no idea how to set boundaries with people or with myself. How do you do it? What's your most used boundary, most trusted boundary? If you don't have any, that's okay too. It's all about vulnerability, trust, and comfort. How does it make you feel? What do you think? How did you process that? Where do you go from there? Seriously, I want you to think about it. We're all protecting something, whether it's something physical, mental, or emotional. It can be different for everybody. For me, I would have to say that it's an emotional protection. I have a really hard time expressing my true, unwavering emotions and thoughts, which you might find, you know, either funny or hard to believe, because I am sitting here speaking so openly and so freely about things that I've thought or been through or believe. But it's a really big hardship for me. It's not easy for me to be vulnerable. So I want to know how I can work on it. How do you work on your vulnerability? This might feel a little funny, but please just take a minute to pause. Can you ask yourself, on a scale of 1 to 10, how transparent have I been today? Have I had the ability to show somebody my vulnerability today or recently? How am I doing? What do I need? answers may be. There's no right, wrong, whatever is in between. I want you to now ask yourself, why? Answer the question, and then ask yourself why. Just sit with it. Think about it. Like I've said before, I'm an overthinker. I can let myself sit and fester on something for hours if I really wanted to, but other times things can roll off of me like it was nothing. So how do I set a boundary and make sure it's not crossed when I'm confused why I need to set a boundary in the first place? I would constantly sit and think to myself, what if I took it too far? What if me setting this boundary pushes them away? What if this or what if that? To the point of talking myself out of speaking up for myself and standing up for myself and holding my own ground, to eventually convincing myself that I didn't need the boundary anyway, or it was fine or not a big deal. But I was just enabling the toxicity and I didn't fully recognize that. Why did I allow myself to do that? Why do we as people have such a hard time holding the people that we love accountable? You should be able to have these open and honest and sometimes brutal and occasionally uncomfortable conversations with your people in order for there to be room to grow for everybody, anybody involved. You should want for the people in your circle to succeed just as much as you. So how will you choose to watch that happen? How will you ensure that you can keep each other in check and on a solid path together? The point is, I've recognized it, acknowledged it, and I'm working on it. Speaking up in boundaries, it's not as hard as I made it seem in my head, but it was the thought of almost dragging myself and this other person on this emotional journey that was just going to take a toll on both of us, that it just made me change my mind every single time. I just talked myself out of it every single time because I felt like an inconvenience, and that's not the case at all. I always told myself my situation could be worse. I could be worse off, and that is so true. I could be. This isn't me complaining about my life. This is me recognizing myself for the first time in a long time and hoping I can help others to truly see themselves too. This was Talk All Day with Miss Balde. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time.